Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Clock. And you know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta. What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey,
man.
Let's get past what we can't control.
Aight.
And try to control the things we can. But as we start the show today, Mike and I are wondering one thing.
We got to find a way to win those football games.
No, not that.
Okay.
Not that. We are wondering one thing. Are we going to be back in the quarterback business?
Ooh.
Because as we look at this injury to Michael Penix, and again, no official word as to what's going to happen, how soon, blah, blah, blah. But, Mike, we're looking at a guy in Michael Penix who we absolutely love. But it is his fifth injury in 8 years. An ACL tear in his right knee in 18 and 20. We're talking about it, 2018, 2020. Shoulder injuries in 19 and 2021. And now you're talking about a left knee potentially. The reality is, yes, we have a quarterback on the roster, but do you trust Kirk Cousins? Not only next week, this Sunday, but do you trust him into next year? Now, he is under contract until 2027. I think most of us forgot about that because the Penix situation, well, it played itself out and they had committed to him to be the starter. But, Mike, as you look at this, and this is what we were saying to ourselves, are we going to be back in the quarterback business in this with this franchise?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what I have with Michael Penix Jr. That's not a knock. You know, I had a lot of guys yesterday. They're all going off. No, I'm not killing Michael Penix Jr. It just is what it is. There's been some good. There's been some bad. And there has been some ugly with Michael Penix Jr. You know, unfortunately, the third downs, and I know it's the old chicken and the egg argument. Well, the bad play calls beget the third and longs, and the lack of execution beget the third and longs. And his receiver core is terrible. All partly true. But he's also not passed the eye test. It's crazy how he looked in more command in the second half against the Commanders last January than he looked at maybe any other time this season, save for the game against the Commanders this year. You know, Buffalo, he had some moments, but it's just, I don't know what he is. And guys, I had a guy hit me up on Twitter this morning going, well, you sure we're singing their praise? I didn't like the idea. I wasn't in love with the idea of Penix Jr. I was told, I was concerned like everybody else with the injuries, but once they made the determination and once we spoke with Terry Fontenot, Carl, the die is cast. We got to get behind it. And you presume that they did their medical due diligence, that he's okay, and then unfortunately has nothing to do with his other knee. This is a different knee injury.
Yeah, and look, once the decision is made and they made the commitment that he was going to be the starter, what do you want Mike and I to do, cry about it? I mean, at that point, we're hoping for the best.
Now you're hoping you got the right guy.
Correct. Now we need to develop him, and hopefully he's going to start making plays to make us believe that he is the guy. But you can't cry over decisions once they're made, all right? You can't go back. Once you get a divorce, you want her back? Doubtful. 404-726-0929. And that is where I am with Kirk Cousins. Mike, the divorce happened already, and now we got to go back to him and trust him, and more importantly, we may have to trust him into next season if, in fact, they keep him on the roster. Remember, if they release him post-June 1, now we're getting to the offseason, guys.
Right.
They would forfeit about $22.5 million in cap space for 2026, $12.5 million for 2027, because you're going to split the difference. If not, you're talking about a $57 million cap hit. That's not happening.
Right. I mean, you know, again, it would require Kirk Cousins going on an unbelievable run these next seven games. But yeah, I mean, you and I did the numbers. It's nearly 20% of our cap hit for the next year and following year. So we are really screwed. We're over a barrel on this one. I mean, I think Fontenot made a colossal mistake. I think you commit to one or the other. I don't know how it would have. It's hindsight's 20/20. He was playing great. Nobody was complaining. No one was worried about the Achilles until he couldn't throw the damn ball. You know, can he get back into form? If Kirk wants to keep playing in the NFL and get another paycheck from somebody else, this is like the seven-game audition. Now, in his defense, yeah, he doesn't have the arm strength of Penix, but he did put the ball in receiver's hands. We had two drops when he got back in the game on Sunday. So, I don't know. We'll ask Dave Archer what he thinks will happen. We don't have Drake London this week for the Saints. We've got a receiver core that just can't get separation or can't hold on to the football. I've given up all hope for Kyle Pitts having any impact on this game. So, you know, Cousins is kind of thrust into, like, they better be running the hell out of the ball on the Saints all day, right?
Yeah.
That's going
to
be it.
That's got to be the game plan. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. We got a lot more to get into, but it's just one of those looming questions. You can deny it if you want to. You can turn the other way and say, oh, Dukes and Bell, I'm not worried about that, until you are. And it's the most important position on any team in the National Football League. And, again, I'm not saying that Michael Penix is done by any stretch of the imagination. But how long have we seen, or how many times, Mike, have we seen these injuries come back and they just linger? That the player who comes back is not necessarily 100% right when you expect him to be. And if you're talking about, okay, well, if he does have the surgery, or let's hope he doesn't have to, but even then he's still going to miss time, and then you get into next season, there are still big question marks. So it's something that we were just discussing.
I mean, we're over a freaking barrel on this one.
Well, you're talking about the Cousins situation. I think, Mike, because of the rookie contract for Penix, it doesn't hurt you as much unless he can't do the things you want him to do. And then that's a whole nother discussion, because now you went all in and it didn't work.
Now, again, Coach was demonstrative talking to the media yesterday about all the reports that have gone national that he's going to have the surgery. That's they're saying you're getting ahead of it. Yeah, he may need surgery, but that's not confirmed yet. And they're looking for a second opinion. I know most people roll their eyes because second opinion means you got bad news the first time. But if he misses now, what if we're getting into Penix missing the first quarter of next season? You know, then.
Well, you got to have a plan.
That's it.
Yeah.
But the
yes.
$57 million, I still think they walk away from Cousins regardless because of the hit. They got to get that hit off the books.
Yeah, it's a lot. All right, something that we're discussing. We are going to turn the page tomorrow.
And a new GM, by the way, may have a completely new set of ideas on this sucker in the first place.
Absolutely. He may be like, what are y'all doing? But, you know, Wednesday we'll turn the page and talk about the Saints and start to get ready for this game. I don't even know what to make of what potentially is going to play out on Sunday. I thought, Mike, we'd be talking about a couple of dubs at this point in the season, feeling really good about ourselves and headed to New Orleans. And you know what? Here come the Falcons to beat up the Saints. And we knew that we were supposed to be better than they were this year.
These are the mop-up games. These are the games we weren't going to sweat.
Well, and Mike, they're in a true rebuild. We're not. We're not in a true rebuild. As a matter of fact, we are coming out of what was supposed to be our rebuild with having cap hell and all the things. We lost our franchise quarterback in Matt Ryan. All the things. You had these drafts. You were compounding them by getting more and more talent. We're supposed to be coming out of it. They are in a rebuild. That's the difference with us.
Not trying to get into revisionist history, guys. The idea would be you commit the money you spent on Cousins to edge rush and defense corners a year ago, and you roll with Michael Penix, and you take your lumps, and maybe Michael Penix put you in the playoffs last year. Maybe he doesn't. But now this year, Penix is rolling, and he's established, and he's the man. And that would be the conventional wisdom. If you believe in this guy, then just believe in him. But there was divided ideas about the quarterback position. We were led to believe D-Led's been telling us for 2 years that Raheem wanted Kirk Cousins and the GM wanted to go with Penix. So here we are. But now, as we said, the games we thought we were going to win, we've lost. Yes, as we said back in August, there's always teams that are on the rise. The Patriots became one of them. The Dolphins are a schizophrenic team. You should have beat the Dolphins. You got humiliated by them. The Colts, we always felt that was, you know, as the season evolved, we knew that was going to be a tough out. You were in a position to win that game, in a position to beat the Panthers, in a position to beat the 49ers. But you couldn't do it because you don't coach them well. They don't respond. Individual mistakes, Carl, lack of discipline.
So with that said, we are going to hear from Raheem coming up. We also have plenty to talk about with our Hawks. Tonight, the Hawks have a big game down at State Farm Arena. Detroit's in town. Pre-game's at 7. Tips at 7:30 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And I'm actually excited about this. I'm excited because outside of the fact that Rashai Shea, he's listed as day-to-day, that you know he failed the other night, and that's good news. But outside of the fact that, Mike, I don't think a lot of people are paying attention to the Hawks because they've been without Trey. And they've been winning, and they got a nice win streak going. I think the guys we are counting on, including Jalen Johnson, Okongwu, these guys are playing really well right now, and I think this is going to be a legitimate test for them tonight against Detroit. So we're going to talk plenty about that along the way tonight if you're going down to the arena. If not, of course, you can listen right here as Steve Holman will have all of the action. Bang! And we didn't get a chance to play Steve the other night when Desmond right. Bain got into it with a couple of our guys. We got to play that today because we didn't get a chance to play that the other day.
I didn't break them. They broke me.
Bane's a knucklehead, man. He is a knucklehead.
There's a couple of them out there. Dylan Brooks, Bane's one of those guys. Just dudes are just – everybody wants to be this sort of fake tough guy.
Was it Desmond Bane or Brooks? It was Brooks.
Dylan Brooks. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Bane's got his own thing. But, yeah, but there's just guys that are just pains in the butt. And Steve, I love it. Steve always wears his heart on his sleeve. He'll let you know how he feels about these guys.
I love it, man. So we'll get that for you because, again, we were so caught up and so distraught about what happened with the Falcons on Sunday. But that went down Sunday night as they were on the road finishing up that West Coast road trip. And, again, if you missed it, Jalen Johnson, Eastern Conference Player of the Week, he had a great week last week. And, Mike, I hope he continues to build on it, man. Look. You talk about all-stars. We could have legitimately two all-stars. I don't know if Trey's going to get back in time to do enough
right.
for him to be voted into the all-star game. But
probably
we know,
not.
We know that's going to change, and maybe he's selected by the coaches or peers or whatever, how that works. But I do think Jalen Johnson has a legitimate chance to be an all-star this year.
This guy is putting up crazy numbers. We talked about the ridiculous. He's making history on the West Coast swing. I mean, with the assists, with the blocks, with everything, with the triple-double. So he's everything we've always, stay healthy, please. Tape those ankles, high tops. But he's looking great, and the entire bench looks great. And, Okongwu has found a new gear. One thing, you had to go do TV the other day on Friday, and I wrapped up the show.
Yeah.
There was a report, and I forget who dropped this, but he was hearing the Hawks may shop Porzingis at the deadline to get assets that they can help put us over the top because there might be a market for him. I don't hate it. I don't hate it because we know we're going to have a load management thing with Porzingis just to get him across the finish line for whatever the playoffs, unless you feel all of a sudden he's going to become the guy who gets into gear. But what would be your 2 cents worth on that if that's accurate?
Look, I think at this point, for Anse Soleil, you've got to look at all resources as to how you could not only make this team a playoff team, but for the long haul, how do we become a contender in the East year in and year out? This is why I always say, at the end of the year, you got to look at everything. That includes what's Trey's situation. Mike, Porzingis is a nice piece, but is it long term? See, Rashai, Jalen, Okongwu, you start talking about, our guy, the core, right? Dyson. Those are guys, I continue to say this, that's who you're building around, and you need to know, hey, Porzingis is not here for the long haul. If he can help us, and I think he's going to do a great job, but if you got to the trade deadline and there was something there where you could add to, and guys, again, we're all keeping our fingers crossed about this number one overall pick with New Orleans as they keep faltering.
Unprotected, wherever it is, we own it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. There's no strings attached.
You could get good for a long time really quick. And that's why I'm not against it either.
And you and I, we've debated over the years. I always felt like Okongwu has reached the ceiling. No. The ceiling, you've already said, he's there's much more there, and you're seeing it. He's taken his game to another level this season.
You know what it was?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Was Mike, and I said this to you last year, maybe it was 2 years ago, playing time, right? You had Clint Capela here. They were trying to play him at the five. Okay, is he really a four? You were trying to figure that out. The thing he's gotten better at, though, is his three-point shooting. He can stretch the floor now. He's rebounding and he's blocking shots, but he's playing more than he ever has. And I always told you that. I was like, if he plays more, you're going to see him really come into his own. And I think that's what's happened with Double O.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.